Blog Talk Radio.
TTB, man, Tone the Bishop, man, live and direct, you know what I'm saying, calling out of Las Vegas. What's good, world? How y'all doing? Today is Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, December 1st, you know what I'm saying, the holidays and the new year just around the corner. But today, you know what I'm saying, I got the homie coming through, been in the game for a minute, man, well-respected, you know what I'm saying, straight CEO, you know what I'm saying, the head honcho of the Clover G movement, you know what I'm saying, the one and only Lil Flip. What's good, homie?
What's up with it, man?
What's cooking with you, bro?
Just in the studio, man, working on a new album. I'm dropping on Christmas. It's called Dabbing in Denver. So, you know, it's for all the stoners and shit. And it come out at 7:10, the dabbing time. And it's going to cost $7.10. But, you know, it's like a soundtrack, man, for all the smoke shops and the different people that, you know, like to smoke. You know, it go down in Denver, man. It go down
right
in the DM.
Straight up, man. That's what's up, man. So how long you been working on this one, though, bro?
I just started on it. Well, I just restarted on it today. Last time I was out in Denver, I did I did 2 records for it. It's going to be like 9 records. It's not going to be 15 or no shit like that. It's going to be 9 straight dope records you can smoke to and just vibe out to at a kickback throw on, you know, a little reggae infused shit. So, yeah, so I'm 4 records in. Right now I'm mixing a record right now that I'm doing.
Okay, cool, man. You sound like you've been active, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people been, you know what I'm saying, looking for you. You know what I'm saying? So for those that don't know, man, tell them what you've been up to.
Man, I've been painting. You know, I used to paint when I was younger, and I just started back painting. So the best way to keep up with what I'm doing is really to follow me on my Instagram, LilFlip713. My Twitter the same, but my Instagram, you know, I document, you know, most of the shit that I feel is appropriate and important to show fans what I'm doing. But, yeah, I post a lot of my paintings, man. Like, I've been commissioned for so many paintings. In the last 3 months, I done painted about 225 canvases. And
man.
I sold 100. Like, half of the paintings I already sold. So, you know, we just slanging paintings. You know, I dropped my book, Don't Let the Music Industry Fool You. It's on iTunes, the audio book, the soundtrack. It's on Kindle. I got an MMA fighter named Tony Nguyen. He just won a belt. And then
right.
We just got him in a commercial with Chuck Norris. And then I got a comedian named Token, the white guy. He's coming out with his own stand-up shit. So between fighting, MMA, and comedy, and books, and me and Michael Watts, we dropped the Dubstep album with my app. I got an app I dropped called Flips. It's a Texan app. So I've been doing these Dubstep festivals, these college frat. I'm on a frat tour right now as we speak. So,
wow.
You know, I got records with Lil White on that motherfucker. I got Petey Pablo. I got Gangsta Boo rapping on Dubstep and EDM. So, you know, we just getting this festival money, man.
That's what's up, man. So how is it like going into that field with the Dubsteps and the EDM, man? Like, how's that been for you, though? And, like, to, like, really, you know, say, how about that crowd?
Man, I the crazy part about it is I do those crowds anyway. You know, my fan base is so broad because, like, throughout my whole career, I never stopped collaborating and working with the underdogs. You know what I mean? Like, I got music with so many people. I'm actually going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. Like, literally, bro, I'm on, like, 3,000 albums.
Wow.
Like, literally. Yeah, so it's like you do a record with somebody who's hot in their town, bro, and, you know, they got their own crowd, and then, you know, after we do the record, we come back, do the video, then we do the video, then we come back and do the show, we perform the record, you know, shit like that, and, you know, everybody got different crowds. So some people got frat crowds, some people got rave, dubstep. So it's really nothing new. You know, that's what I do. Like, one day I might be doing a hood show at a, you know what I'm saying, a small venue or something, and the next day I might be doing a festival with 2 Chainz or something, and then the next day, shit, I'm at a pool hall, standing on the pool table rapping. Next day I'm doing a Kensieta. Next day I'm doing an old folks home. You know, then the next day I'm performing at an art gallery. So we just don't limit our shit, man, you know. So it's really the same vibe. But what I can say, they appreciate the music more. It's more energetic as far as the crowds, but it's the same places I've been going, man. Frat houses and festivals.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. Flipping out here, getting it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Staying active and venturing off into, you know what I'm saying, different things and like that, man. So, you know what I'm saying? What you doing all, you know what I'm saying, everything, putting your hand in everything, man. How's the liquor business been for you, though, for the Lucky Nights?
Man, we still pushing the Lucky Nights, man. The way I got it, you know, the promoters that book me, they automatically order cases and shit. That's like with my contract. So we've been doing parties. We actually about to do a lot of marketing for it, and we go get different models in different cities, you know, to, you know, come to the park, you know, parties and the listening releases and shit like that, the functions we have, just giving some people some different opportunities to do some shit and get their name and faces out. And it's just about networking, man, you know, networking and promoting that shit. But it's dope as fuck, though, man. Like,
right.
I did some shit in Kentucky with my artist Zillion, and he had this restaurant. They, like, made, like, 6 different, like, you know, things with my liquor. Like, they made dessert. They made, like, burgers and just all kind of different shit. It was the craziest shit ever. So we've been doing some dope shit on the road with that shit, man.
Right, right. That's what's up, man. Because I don't know if they got it out here in Las Vegas, man, but I'm going to have to look it up and see if we got it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, just put it out here on that angle. But You know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing, man. So what's going on with the Clover G's, though?
Ah, man, there's so many of us, man. But the great thing about it is everybody do their own thing.
Right.
You know, I ain't signed no babies or align myself with people. You got a baby and tell them when to go to the studio. You know, it's nothing but grown men, you know, I surround myself with. But everybody doing their own thing, man, getting on tours and, you know, pressing up their CDs and marketing and just not being lazy, man. So, you know, we got different people. We got Rev City and Q out there in Detroit. You know, I got two Detroit artists and Absent is up there in Minnesota.
Right.
You know, it's just motherfuckers everywhere, man, just scattered out doing what they got to do.
Man, that's what's up, man. So, and, you know what I'm saying, you pretty much doing it, man. See, I'm on the website right now, and I'm checking out your paintings, man. You got the Elmer Fudd joint up here. Man, you get busy with that, man. You really getting busy with that, bro.
Yeah, I gave that to my homie, that Elmer Fudd. I wanted to keep that motherfucker for myself, but I gave it to my – I said, man, I'm going to give it to my homie, man, because he do a lot of shit for me. So, you know, I'd rather be on his wall and become a conversation piece, you know, and, you know, shit. So fuck it, you know, it's all good. As long as I got a picture of that shit to go back and look at it, I ain't going to trip on it.
Right, man.
But my favorite one I did was the Sons of Anarchy one.
Right.
Yeah, that's
man.
My favorite one I painted so far, and the Nintendo, the Power Pad and shit.
Right. Man, you getting busy with that, and don't let the music industry fool you, man. You know what I'm saying? Recorded contract, man. So what made you want to write the book, man, and put that knowledge out there?
I just feel like it's a lot of lazy people that get into mainly the music industry, and they don't treat it like it's a job. You know, they take it for granted. They don't know how to separate acting like you in the streets and transferring into the corporate world. You know, you can't handle every situation like you're handled in the streets in the
right.
industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just a tool to let people know, like, man, to make it where you want to be. A lot of people, they get, you know, detoured thinking that it costs so much fucking money. You know, like, man, damn, man, if I want to have my own label and I want to shoot my own video, I'm going to need $500,000. If I want to shoot a movie, I'm going to need some millions. Like, the cats don't even realize. It's like, damn, bro, all you got to do is go buy the Canon 7D, you know, $1,500, $2,000, get you some lenses, get you, you know, the programs, the software. You can spend about $7,000-$8,000, then, you know, get your team, get you some actors, get the location. You know, so basically it just lets people know that don't look in the mirror and blame everybody else for you not being where you want to be. You know what I'm saying? It's your fault. Only you can stop how far you go. So, and then the main message in the book is basically telling people to watch how you treat people, because you never know. The tables will be turned. You might meet a person and they a bum, and the next time you see them, they might be a billionaire, and if he remember you treating him like shit, guess what? He ain't going to do a damn thing for you. So,
right.
You know, it's a lot of real shit in there, and it's an easy read. It ain't no long-ass shit. Like, you'll be done with the book in, like, 12 to 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like a handbook. It's a handbook, you know?
Cool. Man, so what's been the response, you know what I'm saying, since you put the book out? Like, what's the feedback that you got on it?
Everybody love it. It's actually about to become a college course. I got to figure out what year we go actually do it. It's supposed to be coming next year. But, yeah, man, in Texas and California, like I have professors and, like, lawyers and just artists that come back to me, bro, and they tell me, they like, man, I applied that shit, man, and it's working. Like, you know, like, everybody, you know, I'm talking about everybody, bro. It's the dopest shit, because, like, when I got in the music industry, everybody told me about this book called All You Need to Know About the Music Industry. And
right.
That was, like, the standard guide that you should read. And so I read that book, but it's a lot of language in that book that the average person won't understand if they're not already in the music industry. But my book is a little bit more straight to the point, you know what I'm
right.
saying? And, it's modernized, and it's pictures also, like, put me in different people, you know, that I did business with, you know. It's like pictures that I never showed nobody and shit. Like, I got pictures of me and 50 Cent and Ludacris, all the artists that I work with, you know, pictures of me and Pimp C, you know, candid moments that, you know, pictures I've just been holding on to, man. So, you know, it's like memorabilia, a lesson all in one.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. But right now I want to hit the line and holler at the folks, man. 404, what's good? What's good? What's cooking?
What's going on, guys?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, what's up?
What's going on, Tony? This is Isha G. What's going on, Flip?
Just thugging in public. What's up with it?
What's going on, man? Positive, positive, positive. I just want to send a shout out, man. You know, I dig the music. Ain't nobody seen you in a minute. What's going on?
Man. I mean, if they ain't seen me, they ain't looking hard enough.
I'm saying I ain't trying to pull out no flashlight for you, G, but, you know, I just said, like, damn, how come I ain't heard enough from Flip yet? Usually when I say that, they usually come out of the blue with a video or mixtape or something.
Yeah, I dropped. That's what I'm saying. I didn't drop. In the last 2 years, I didn't drop about 35 mixtapes. I didn't drop about 75 videos, you know. I mean, I'm just not one of them guys that's attention whore, fame whore. You know, some people, they feel like they got to be at every award show, every party, every, you know, I've been doing music since I was a kid, so it's like I work at my own pace, but my pace is way faster than everybody else, and it's going to be fast, and the quality is going to be dope. So, you know, it's like, shit, I'm doing the same thing. I'm just doing multiple things, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, we ain't never going to stop doing the music.
You're right, already. I've learned from, you know, dealing with the music industry, the ones that you don't see be the ones that do really the most behind the scenes. So I definitely can understand that. That's usually how it go. Why everybody on Front Street trying to be on their video, you gotta look through the credits and see that, you know, Flip is the one who actually produced this song. And niggas be like, well, damn.
I make beats as well, and I direct my own videos. I got my own cameras. I put some own CDs up, my own T-shirts, hats, all that. We don't have to ask nobody for nothing. You know, I'm different from most of these other rappers. You know what I'm saying? My family members are Black Panthers, so, you know, I was taught young. I had businesses when I was young. Like, this music shit is just a small part of my life. Man, I do so much other shit, but that's why I'm making sure I put books out and different shit, and I mentor different people. And I just formed my own rap battle league or whatever. So, you know, we're going from city to city, and, you know, we crowning the rap battle champs in different cities, giving away prizes and shit like that. Just giving other people opportunities, and the type of shit that they go win is go help them, which is like interviews and videos and money and free album covers, artwork from front to back. Just different opportunities, because in this shit, man, people don't really, motherfuckers ain't really trying to help nobody. Motherfuckers trying to grab all they can and chunk the deuce. And, you know, I'm on some other shit. I'm about helping the underdog. Every album I do, I go find some new motherfuckers that's hungry. I don't look for the who's the hottest producer right now. I'm not finna go give nobody no $100,000 for no one motherfucking beat. That beat better come with your wife, her wedding ring. I better be able to have a room in the crib. You know, shit.
Right.
An activist. God damn.
And everything, like, I'm from Chicago, but I live in Atlanta, but me and a couple of young ladies, we decided that we trying to open up an all-woman-ran label in Nashville. And I've been out, you know what I'm saying, I've just been out looking for, I just want girls, I just want women, though. I'm going to do a cypher, and I'm going to record the cypher and throw it on the internet. I want raw talent. I want other versions of me out here. I'm not trying to appeal to the sexual part of the crowd. I'm trying to appeal to the people who really listen to my metaphors and what I got to say, and they can quote me back. So you definitely, you know, when you get time, man, you come down to Nashville. I'm pretty sure you be in Atlanta. Come to Atlanta. I mentor to a couple of kids at different schools, and you more than welcome with me and the radio station to go out. If you want to go out and talk to the kids, man, you more than welcome to come down here, man, if you want to. You more than welcome to pull up on me in Nashville when I go there. And you know what I'm saying? Just deal with the talent that we got. If you want to look, or if you just want to chill and nothing major, we still got you.
I'm with it. That's what I'm about. That's why I don't have a zillion artists on my label, because I'm not going to settle just for, you know, a motherfucker that can rap good, but they're a fucked up individual. You know what I'm saying? Like a motherfucker that got super talent, might be a loose cannon. So in the long run, you might cost me $20 million because you a hothead. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather take a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, who got the talent.
That's hungry. That really
yeah,
wanted.
That's hungry. Yeah, so that's the type of shit I'm on, man. And there's a lot of motherfuckers out
like,
here. I got to an age
where I feel like I'm really too old to be spitting, but Tony, amongst other people, is always in my ear about when I'm going to do some more music. Man, I just, this new genre that they got, man, I just can't do them. Like, they cool, but I'm almost 40. Like, I'm talking about real life shit. This shit they talking about, I can't. It makes me not even want to. The way these people are selling it, man.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, I understand.
So I'd rather stay underground if I have to.
Right, yeah. Well, the good thing about it is that we got YouTube and we got all this other shit. It's always going to be shit out there that don't talk about real life shit, but it's like it's up to us to keep on pushing this shit, showing these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, what it's really about, because eventually motherfuckers that's doing their shit and think they on top of the world right now, eventually they go run into some brick walls, and we going to see these same people, and we going to have to mentor them and teach them the game. So eventually they'll come around, you know, and understand that it's more to life than just partying and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, to each his own.
So,
right.
You got one more. I got another caller standing by.
Y'all go ahead, man. I just had to call in and show some love, man. Flip, whenever you down in Orlando, Nashville, Tony, give him my info, man. We link up. The radio station got some stuff coming in December, so Flip, fool with us, man. We got you. Number love, man. Tony, I love you, G.
It. Love you too,
appreciate
queen.
It. Take
you know,
care.
You know what it is.
All right, man, G.
All right.
All right. Yeah, all right, 702-860-84, you know what I'm saying? Where you at, bro?
Yeah, what's happening, man? It's the boy Jackpot Jones, man, calling in to see what's happening, man. Say what's good to the Clover G.
What's up with it, my guy?
Nothing much, man. You know, just, you know, I've been following your music for a long time, man, ever since you see it and all, you know, I was bumping that shit back when I was a young nigga getting it, man. You know, so, shit, it's only right that I call in and say what's happening, man. Show you a little love.
Man, appreciate it. Hold up, man. He say you see it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, my ear stay to the street, man. I heard you was just in Milwaukee, too, man.
Yeah, I was out there fucking around at that casino, and I did a show. I forgot the name of the damn place. It was like a strip club type.
Exotica. I think it was Exotica.
No, it's some bar. Some bar type shit in the name, sports bar, some shit, man. But yeah, it was dope. I went to the casino and I was playing this game and ended up winning some money.
Won you a lot of money, yeah. My people told me, dog, you know what I'm saying? My people told me, you know, we pretty much, you know, touching everything going on around there, man. So, I ain't got word, even though I'm out here in Las Vegas. No, I just figured, yeah, man, you know, as a fellow musician, man, you know, I stay on the ground with it, man. But, you know, I just wanted to show some love, man, and give you some support, let you know, niggas still checking for your music, man.
Man, thank you, man. What you go by? What's your name?
I go by Jackpot Jones, man. J-O-N-Z. And I fuck with H-Town Heavy, man, you know what I mean? I just actually came home from a hiatus and, you know, got jammed up on some things. But, you know, I'm back at it, man, and moving around. And, you know, that's going to be one of my stops, man, when I'm down there, man, you know. Fuck with your boy, man.
Man, no problem, man. And if you don't see me there, I'll be on the road. Shit, I'll be on the road so fucking much. But we link up, man. It's all to the good, man. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, most definitely. And if you ever come out here to Vegas, man, you know, hit Tone up, man, or you know, Tone got my line, man. That's my peoples. You know, hit him up, and you know, whatever's clever, anything motherfucker trying to do around here, you know, we making shit happen.
For sure, yeah, I'm coming out there to do a party for my app, and it's gonna be in January, the end of January, coming to Vegas, man. So we doing the app party, and then we doing one of the battles where I'm a judge and shit. So y'all out there, see, y'all could be some of the judges. And
cool.
So we'll figure that shit out. Goddamn right. We coming, man. I appreciate you calling, man. We go fucking link up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, all man. Right,
all right, bro.
All right, right. Check it out.
All right,
I'll holler at y'all, man. I just got some things to do, man. I'll get back with you, man. It's been a pleasure.
I bet. 100.
All right, club.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Got the Clover G up in here, you know what I'm saying? Lil Flip, let the folks talk to him for real, you know what I'm saying? And this and that, man. So anything you want to put out there, man, before, you know what I'm saying, I let you go, man. Anything you want to let folks to know, social media and this and that, music, clothes and all that.
Yeah, man, my main thing is, man, just tell them, man, follow me on Instagram, Lil Flip 713. They want to get the White Cup gang hats and shit, go to CloverG.com. You want some painting or some shit, you know, custom type shit, just email lilflipart@gmail.com. And, you know, we do that shit. I paint that shit and ship that shit out, man. And to all the supporters, I appreciate the love. Whether you've been supporting me from day one or whether you became a fan today, it don't matter. As long as I had your attention at least one time, that's great for me, man. So tell them just look out for my MMA fighters and the comedian. I got a movie coming, got the book. But everything that I'm doing, man, like I say, man, Instagram, I pretty much keep my fans in tune with what I'm doing. We got a lot of videos and freestyles and shit coming out. But the next project, Dabbing in Denver, man, it's dope as fuck. It's coming out on Christmas, man. And, you know, if you're a stoner, you dab or whatever you do, man, it's a soundtrack for your house for the holidays, you know. And appreciate you having me, man. Rest in peace to DJ Screw and Pimp C. And we going to keep it trill for Texas. Edie.
And you know what I'm saying? Thanks for coming through. Hey, big shout out to Big J, man. Shout out to Big J. Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. Bless, man. Keep doing your thing. You always got a, you know what I'm saying, a crib here, man. I got you, man. That's my word.
Man, anytime you want me on here, man, let me know. And anytime I got some new shit, I'll let you know, man, because me and Sam Hoodie in Atlanta, we got this mixtape series called Timeless, and I just dropped Timeless. Which one was it? Six. Yeah, six. And it's me rapping over all Pimp C beats. So rest in peace to Pimp C. And the next one I'm doing, I let the fans vote, and all the fans say they want me to rap to A-Ball and MJG. So, like, Time to Seven is me rapping on all A-Ball MJG beats. So we just doing some fan interaction shit, man, and doing other shit that these Hollywood high-sedity rappers won't do. You know, they think they too good to, you know, look out for niggas and do songs with niggas that's on the come up. You know, they think they too good to give away CDs and take pictures with their fans and shit like that. They be on that Hollywood shit. That's why
right.
They can't go everywhere. You know, motherfuckers fuck with me in every city and state because I don't treat motherfuckers like they less than me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you got to watch how you treat people, man. So,
man,
like I say, anytime you need me, it's nothing, man. And anytime I got something I'm going to drop, shit, I'm going to hit you up, get you the exclusive, man, and let's get it, man.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. Good looking, man. You always got to support. But I'm finna go into this one in a million. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Shout out to everybody that called in. And we bank a little flip. Oh, and I'll always get this answer anytime I have people on the line. Like, an artist want to send you music or want to get down with you, how can they holler at you?
Man, I say the best way to really get down with me is to put out dope shit on your own and let me find you. But,
all right.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, I be just going on YouTube randomly just looking at shit. You know what I mean? But,
right.
You know, my email to book me is in my bio on my Instagram or whatever. But, you know, a lot of producers hit me up for beats and different shit. But, you know what I'm saying? I be doing so much shit. You know, I make beats as well. So it's like I got literally 1,000 beats that I haven't even rapped to. You know what I mean?
All right.
But sometimes it's like best for people to notice you. That make them want to do more business. So it's kind of like if you handling your business and promoting yourself and spending money on your videos and paying for online promotion and not just buying chains, shit, I notice you, shit. That mean I've been on my job, you know what I mean?
Right. Right on, man. That's what's up. Hey, man, thanks for coming. Finna bang this one in a million. Couple of G's, much respect. SGFR, Las Vegas, Milwaukee, what up? Shout out to everybody that's listening, man. We out, man. Peace.
Yeet for the culture.
Lil Flip in the building. Clover G, La Familia. Freddie Mux on the beat.
Pin her down to the mattress. Baby, she's an A, no actress. Never ask for no practice. Nah, never ask for no practice. And when I take her out, she always paints her town with a smile. Just wait a while, yeah, she'll never turn down. Being ignored could never faze her, cause she already knows she's in the picture. Is she on it? Ooh, is she on it tonight? Is she want it? Ooh, is she want it tonight? You want it a million, baby. You want it a million. And if it's a billion, baby, you want it. The only one I'm feeling, chilling windows on the billet, chilling with me, cruising, doing about feet. You know I'd rather hit the slow lane. Figure the note, you a little more, light a fire, conversation, we can take a new mistake, did it take us to the end of the road,
Yeah, she riding, straight to the point riding, making history riding, one time for the dime, taking my mind,
the wettest wind must penny dropping attack of the corazón. She naked and taking my breath away, breaking my bank, it don't matter, she got it.
You want it a million, baby. You want it a million. And if it's a billion, baby, you want it a billion.
Been out of Texas, so I flew her straight to Rome. And she don't cake up the makeup, she got a different type of beauty. She got an attitude like Nicki, but she got a different type of booty.
How about we dip out this party and mix the lean with Bacardi?
Or I can fly you to Vegas, I'm down with Floyd, we get paper. The money team in this beach, my limousine's kinda queen. And when I text you through my app, that mean I need me a fix. Hold up, that right.
You want it a million.